Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
Because you know what I just did,
yeah,
right?
I know you just did.
That's what it was.
Small things, Mike.
The entire thing we just went through.
Right.
Where I cost this show 20 minutes before we could go to airtime was my fat, stupid American University should have gone to Catholic school, dumb ass, not plugging in the right nipple into my Mac. And I cost the show 20 minutes dicking around, doing a little, and I am an idiot, and I am so mad at myself.
No,
Mike needs to be spoken to by Mike right now.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
I'll step
right,
away.
I'm going to just
away.
Speak to myself, all right? Hold on just a second. Come in here.
Yeah.
What the f***?
I'm sorry. You should be sorry. That was ridiculous. Look what you put everybody through. I didn't know. How many times do you come up here and plug that computer in, Mike, and not get it right and just do the same? You do the same thing every day, but you forget. You forget because you're lazy. You're lazy and you're not in here early enough and you're not sweating the details. I want you to get your goddamn ass together and do things properly so you don't waste people's time.
I'm sorry.
You should be.
Okay. Are we done?
Oh, are we done? No, maybe we're not done. Maybe we want to talk about it some more.
I'm sorry.
You should be. No drinks for you tonight.
Oh, no!
I'm so mad at myself. I was sitting there. All right. I have to go behind the scenes.
Yeah, you should.
We have lots of connections, and there's lots going back and forth, and there are lots of audio sources and lots of microphones and lots of speakers because there are lots of computers involved. And I am hearing feedback that's like every time I talk, you hear every time I talk, every time I talk, every time I talk. And I can't for the life of me figure out why. And Oscar walks me through settings on my computer. We narrow it down to one computer. I mute microphones. I change microphone settings. I change this. I mute this. I mute that. I mute this. I mute that. Then the show starts, and I look down, and I've got my little audio, little audio input, a jack that I put in the side of the computer every day that I haven't done. And all of that would have been unnecessary. So just plug that thing that you heard at the beginning of the show going, the worst audio cable in the history of audio cables. No, it's really not. Once you get them, they last forever.
Yeah, yeah.
But it goes like that.
Can you unplug
and
re-plug?
Look at Oscar at that moment. Oscar looks at me. I look at him. And we're looking at each other and go, yep, that was it. That we would have saved all of that time if I had done that. You see.
Can you unplug and replug so we can hear the sound? I actually like the sound.
All right. I know you do. All right. I can make it like curl your hair.
Oh, good.
This is London.
That's funny.
Unmute, and then it says, unmute your speakers or increase your volume to hear other participants. No.
No.
Don't need to.
No.
Don't need to. That's it. Hold on. Somebody's at the door.
Who is it?
Hold on. Somebody's at the door waving his hands wildly. I can't hear you. Let me open the door. I can't. Hold on. Let me see what's going on here. I just, this show is going this way. This is it. Rob, do you have a door?
Do
you
have a
door
for me?
We have a door.
Thank you.
We have a door. Hold on. I can't. It takes me a second to get to the door, Mike. It's on the other side of the room.
It's okay, Powder.
All right. I understand.
Shut up.
We'll get to that. My God. It's a clown face.
It's really.
Put orange hair on him and he'd be it. He'd be Pennywise.
How dare you? Doing the best I can. Trying to.
You got to get the video today. We have a talking head, Fred Vigdor from the Average White Band, will be joining us later on this morning. So be aware of that.
Hey, Charlie!
Charlie!
How have you been?
They did it! They did it!
What'd they do?
They accepted my name!
Oh, for the Redskins?
For the Redskins!
Yeah, yeah, you've
they
been pulling
the
for
one
it.
That I sent in! They took the one that I sent in!
You wrote in Washington
I wrote
football
in,
team?
I said, How about how about the Washington football team?
Genius.
Didn't you send it in on a postcard, right?
Right. Here's how it works. They're in D.C., Rob.
Right.
And they play football.
Right, so you put two and two.
Right. You don't need that logo that nobody likes, so you take that off, and you just put their numbers on it, but you keep the same colors. Mm. And you call it the Washington football team.
Do you like colors? Do you like the colors?
I love the color, the burgundy and gold. They used it.
I know.
They're going to use it this year.
Did they give you any, money for that?
Charlie voice. Okay. I'm all dry. Bye.
Jesus, nice Charlie.
Oh, I love Charlie.
What the hell's wrong?
That's Maine Charlie.
That's Maine Charlie.
Yeah, but of course I dumped it when I had it. Hi, boys. How are you? I'm having a Friday
already. So, Mike, I don't think Washington football team's terrible. It could be worse. You know why?
Stop it.
Because in South Korea, the KBO, the Korean Baseball Organization, which is the...
Yeah, that you've been watching religiously.
Yeah, the 6 a.m. games, Mike. It's either that or the squawk on
sorry,
CNBC.
Sorry, Nats fans. By the way, sorry, Nats fans.
Oh, man,
come on. Beat you last night.
Come on. So, I watched the KBO, and I kid you not, this coming week, you'll see these two teams play, LG versus Samsung. The team is called LG. The team is called Samsung. That's how they do it. In the
KBO. No pretense. No pretense. Just take the sponsor and knock it right out.
After 3 years, does the LG team just fail?
Like the fridges?
Yes, exactly. I watched this. I saw this news story, and I said, unreal. Unreal. When you are talking about right now, all over the world, the greatest minds in the world creating, working their asses off, to create a vaccine to save all of our lives, and the type of energy and intellectual energy that goes on. And this pathetic sports organization run by a little Napoleon douche that can't, you know, that all he wants to do is chew his gum and look like Mr. Tough Guy.
Right.
And it wasn't buying a football team. It was turning himself into the Godfather. That's what he wanted, because he's a little guy that couldn't play sports. So he wanted to own a sports team to be a tough guy. Don't look at Mr. Snyder. Don't look. And after all this time, when he said, over my dead body, I'm not going to change the name.
Printed,
well, you did.
In capital letters.
Yeah. Okay, Dan, you nad, who like 98% of the people who have met you don't like you because you're so arrogant.
Truly unfortunate, Mike, because on the same day that this wonderful name came out for the Washington football team.
The Washington football team.
Seattle. Who's going through
Seattle killed it.
Yeah,
Killed it.
Well, think about it, right? Because this is, and I'm going to steal a page out of Isabel, Charlie Burney's wonderful daughter, who's going to UVM, who texted when the Washington football team name came out, him and I, when we were here in the studio, that said, "Don't their marketing people get paid six figures? Didn't they see this coming?
It's insane. It's insane. There have been 10 names." That are just right there to pick off a tree.
Yep. Okay.
They just needed to have the balls to do it. They didn't. They're afraid of the little guy. Meanwhile, in the great city of Seattle, Washington, the Seattle Kraken, with a logo to die for, with a logo that screams to me, buy the hat right away.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even imagine what they're selling right now out in Seattle. With a great logo, they unveiled it, they pulled the trigger. Great, unique name for a sports state. The Kraken.
Yeah. Release the Kraken.
Release the Kraken. It was spectacular. Meanwhile, back here in Scaredy, This is CBS Radio. This is NBC, all balled into one with the Redskins organization. Where they, you mean to tell me, with all that time, they couldn't pull a name for their fans? So they have to what? What are they going to? How long are they going to dick around trying to figure out what they're going to call it?
I saw the lady that is their press representative on the news this morning, and she has she kind of looks like a pill representative when you're at the doctor's office. Very, very pretty. Very, very put together. And she says, you know, In many instances, when dealing with trademarks, it's an 18-month process.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
And I would almost buy it. But mm-hmm. I would almost buy that if the fact is if they haven't been dealing with this issue on and off for 10 years.
Oh, wait, they should have had a plan. Let's rewind here. Okay. The trademark situation, because we're going through this in certain instances for our business. We've been down this road before.
Right.
It does take some time, mm-hmm. but wouldn't that be better to say to come up and say, look, this is what we're working on.
Right.
This is what we're going after. We've already filed the paperwork, but because of the legalese of all this, of what it is today in this world, we can't use that yet, but we're going to go with this right now.
Because we should explain. What we're talking about is that the former Washington Redskins football team has they decided they were going to change the name. People were talking about it for a few weeks now, what they were going to call the team. And when it came time to make the announcement, because the season is around the corner, hopefully, in the NFL, they have decided, because they can't come up with it yet, and they can't use it or whatever their stupid reason is.
I think they don't have it yet.
I don't think they're going to refer to the team as the Washington football team.
Yeah.
Which to me is just such a joke. And it's this is
Prince
all
did a better job.
Design just a symbol?
Yeah, just a symbol.
The team formerly known as Redskins.
If you were on the radio, you'd have to say the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. This is the city that gave us, this city has had name challenges forever. They didn't, because the violence, inner city violence in Baltimore and Washington, they changed the name of the basketball team from the Bullets, and then they decided, this is real DC. Why don't we call the team the Wizards?
That's right.
Which made no sense at the time. Then there was the old Washington Senators reprising the Washington Senators baseball team, which would have been great. It would have been great to call them the Senators, because the baseball team in D.C. was always called the Senators. But no, we're going to call them the Nationals,
right.
Which I think, they've won a championship. They are ingrained. Go Nats. Fine.
TMOS Classic.
There's only one team in Washington, D.C. that hasn't had to change the name, got it right, except for that little color fiasco back in the 80s when they decided some marketing douche decided, copper's popular, so is teal. Let's put copper and teal together for the colors in the nation's capital that should be red, white, and blue. So D.C. has always overthought everything. And this is a classic example. And this is a team where I don't care what the deal is. You go out, you pay whoever, you make them the Washington Warriors. You keep the the skins colors, and that's it. You do it that way.
Another thing that was sort of lost in the press release yesterday is the fact that the Redskins organization, or I should say the football team organization, has vowed to remove all physical signage of the old logo by the first game. Mm. They're giving themselves 2.5 months. To do that. Do you think maybe you could fast track it just a little bit? No, because they got stuff to sell, Mike.
What they're good at is being tough guys. And you can't come into this area and you have to stay out of here. And we're the Washington team. They're just so misguided. There's so many people in that organization that are all about being part of the organization and not just getting things done.
So let's look at the downside of them going, let's say they went public with a name that they hadn't completely trademarked. And I'm not,
That's cool. Want to do the business analysis? Yeah.
Sure.
I'm down with that. That's fine. That's good.
So let's say someone within their operation said, if we go public with this name and we don't have the trademark, technically it's open season on anybody who wants to just go ahead and print shirts.
Yeah.
So then let's say that is the case and they're willing to take the risk of any legalities that come in the future. And are the Redskins going to go after them the trademark holder? Even if you lost all that money, and I know it's hard to tell someone to lose the money and just move forward.
Right.
What is more egregious? Your entire fan base and the country and the nation saying how dumb you are and how inefficient you are and how tone deaf and how
tone deaf.
Like why wouldn't you just not figure out and say, we're just going to lose that money and whatever happens, happens. We're just going to put this out there because we've already misstepped and stepped on our, you know what,
Right.
So if we have any stakeholders, we're like, the pandemic hit us, and then the trademark thing hit us. This is the year to F it up. This is the year.
If you have to F it up, do it this year. But he has never once done a thing for his fan base, ever. Since Snyder took over the team, he's almost been anti-fan. So why would he even consider it now? He won't. He can't.
So where does it stand? I'm not up there. Where does it stand right now? What's happening? What are they going to do?
Hail to the Washington football team. Hail victory.
One thing I like is there is a rumor that has been from several corners that the trademark holder for the team did purchase the Washington Sentinels. Now, if you remember the movie with Keanu Reeves, The Replacements, which was about the scab season of the NFL.
Oh, I love The Replacements.
And the Washington Sentinels was based essentially on the Washington football team. There is a slight rumor right now that they might be chasing down the Washington Sentinels. But if they do that, the team will be they'll be forever known as The Replacements. It's not a good organization.
I like the Sentinels.
But to ally themselves with a broken season like that?
I hear Sentinels, I think of the X-Men.
All right.
Yeah. So they're going to use Washington football team for the entire 2020
season. Yeah, that's what we got.
Yeah. And if you go to the website, they've actually got artwork prepared that looks like it was done by someone who would not make the sophomore year at VCU.
I cannot believe they did this. I just can't believe that they didn't have their act together. Mm-hmm. It's a punt. It's a complete and total punt. And that's exactly
our analogy. That being said, and if there could be some genius and we could be being played, am I going to buy a Washington football team t-shirt? I probably would if it was just going to be one season, one off, like a one and done. Just to be ironic.
I hate to tell you this. I don't want to insult you. You are pure DC from head to toe. That's what it could be valuable. Yeah.
If you buy it, check for spelling errors before you purchase the shirt, because I'm pretty sure you want to take that extra layer of coverage.
I have it on good authority. There will be a burgundy t-shirt and a gold t-shirt. I'm looking at it right now. Established 1932 or something like that.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
1932.
It's when they came down from Boston.
DC's football team to change their name to Washington football team. Pending permanent name. It's just so stupid. It's so unfair.
This is
all about money.
If not worse.
It's greed. He's the greediest owner in the NFL.
Do you know a couple, or have you met a couple, or heard of a couple, or heard somebody make fun of a couple that says, yeah, we haven't given the baby a name yet. We're just waiting to figure out like what type of name she is.
Yeah, that's my cousin Mark.
Here's the quote from the Washington Redskins. For updated brand clarity and consistency purposes. That you want to translate that? Because we haven't gotten the rights to make all the money from it. It's an NFL team. You can put NFL or you, right? Can't you handle that?
There's only 32 of them. It is a license to print money. You can't mess this
up. Maybe they were going to do the Kraken and they're like, damn it, Seattle already has it.
Make homemade t-shirts right now.
What about the Swamp Monsters? I'd go for that all day.
The Swamp.
Swamp Monsters.
The Washington Swamp. And I like that when a team is not pluralized, like the Utah Jazz.
Well, the Kraken.
Yeah, the Kraken. Yeah. So
like
Washington
the
Swamp.
Kraken.
What about Swamp Ass? That time
of
year.
Washington Swamp Ass. The Washington Swamp Ass.
Swamp Ass.
And I'm pissed off at it.
I love the fact that, Mike, even though you have not lived in Washington for as many years as you've been gone, you still hate the team. I think that's lovely. You really take it with you.
I don't hate the team. I love the players. They're players that are dear friends of mine. Mark Rippon, Joe Theismann, John Riggins. These are people I have partied with that I have known all my life. I will tell you that. But the management, when it came to Dan Snyder...
Yeah.
Things the organization changed.
Yeah.
And there were 40-year-old employees that there were people that had been there for 35 years that were dumped summarily by him. And he brought in these douches. And he's done it forever. Not the coaches, but just the people that were the administrators. Mm-hmm. Who was that guy? Was it Vinny Serrato?
Yeah.
Is that the guy that he brought in? That nad that came in with that? God. And they were mean to people. They were mean to you. They abused you.
Oh, they abused me. I will say this.
You know it better. Speak up, boy. You know it better as far as how what we
couple
you can
great things.
Speak to the attitude.
They brought me in once. There was a one-time thing to announce the pregame. Not the everything up to when the game started. I do the pregame festivities, bring the players out, all this stuff. It was a really fun gig. I did it once. It went very well. I hit it off with the on-field producer. They said, would you like to do this from now on? I said, yeah. But they did not pay me. And I would have been okay with that because you know what? It was a high-profile gig and it was a lot of fun. And I got to go to a football game eight times a season. But they made me pay for parking.
But you got to stay and watch the game, right?
Yeah, so I got no tickets. I got passes, and then they would clear me. But I could walk the stadium and find a seat.
They didn't pay you to do that?
No money, and I had to pay for parking.
God, that is dreadful.
Yeah, it was horrible. And then they kicked me out because they wanted to reinvent the pregame presentation, and they brought in longtime Washington D.C. legend Bruce Kelly to do the pregame, and then he was on a top 40 station at the time, and his big move was, I think, his second or third game. For some reason, I'm thinking it was the Steelers. He says, "Let's hear it for you, Pittsburgh fans!" And there was a mild cheer, and he went on the sound system, "You suck,"
and they loved that.
No. The NFL got wind of that, and he was removed, and I was brought back. So, he was going under the new, trust me, everything you say in the pregame is scripted. They hand you a clipboard with a script.
But what was the general attitude by all the muckety-mucks there?
It was horrible. It was
Were you ever told specifically if Mr. Snyder was on the phone, on the field, not to make eye contact?
Yeah, I was not allowed to approach him. Also, there was an elevator that served the entire club level, and they said, "You're not to use the elevator." And I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, that's Mr. Snyder's elevator." One elevator, and it was his.
Yeah,
and you know,
he's the king.
And I wanted to say, how many times does he use it in the course of a game? He goes from the field to his box. That's it.
TMOS Classic.
Right. Sexual harassment everywhere in Hollywood.
Man.
But can you believe it? At Nickelodeon?
Nickelodeon? Have you heard this? Nickelodeon has fired a male producer after multiple accusations of sexual harassment. That's right, he's the creator of Nickelodeon's SpongeBob No Pants. So,
Mike, you have so much wildlife running rampant at your Florida home.
We do.
Yes.
We do, constantly.
Do you have turkeys?
We have red-tailed hawks. We have great egrets. We have great blue herons. We have blue herons. We have white ibises. We have alligators. Oh. We have gar. We have Florida gar.
But what about turkeys?
We don't have. We have turkeys in Maine.
Okay,
we have turkeys, because wild turkeys all over Maine.
There is a senior neighborhood, one of those special you have to be 55 to live there neighborhoods in New Jersey that's overrun with turkeys.
The turkeys are taking over. It's like an infestation. I can't get out of my door. Sometimes I can't get out of my car. Shoo them away. They won't do anything. They just like look at you to say, yeah, like they don't care.
People think it's a laughing matter.
It's a serious matter.
It is. When I can't get out of my house to get in the car because they won't go away and you can't get them to go away and they go to bite you. Yes, it's a problem.
Oh.
They've broken windows in people's houses when they fight. It's something to be taken seriously.
The turkeys only ignore one person, and that's Drake.
The turkeys are breaking windows because they're fighting?
Yes.
Well, to get a gun and you don't have to go to the grocery store.
Why?
Or there's Thanksgiving.
Wild turkey.
Right?
Wild delicious drink.
I heard that. I've always asked because I've always heard this, that they're not as tasty as the domestically.
You know what? The flavor is good, but there's not hardly any meat on them because they've not been bred that way.
You've eaten a wild turkey?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I have a friend who hunted one and then cooked it. It was excellent, but there's just not a lot of meat on it.
I think they're considered technically jive turkeys.
You jive turkey? Why did you break that window?
He's got the comedy pants on. Oh, we're going to Las Vegas.
That's true. All right, let's close with it, Mike. Have you yet watched Lights Out with David Spade?
What?
Have you yet watched Lights Out with David Spade? I've been telling you to watch this show.
No, I haven't. I haven't done it yet, and I should. I'm sorry. I haven't done
Last night, he does a joke. He says, you know what? This next joke in the monologue, this not so much for me. And they go to the big screen, and on a FaceTime call is Chris Rock to tell the joke. He calls in every favor. He calls in every friend, and it's so much fun.
Pixar has released the trailer for its first African-American feature film. It's the sequel to Up, and it's called Sup. Get it?
What's up?
I am so in love with this tape because you have to think about what goes into it. A lot of the great Hollywood stars are dying, right? And you want to get their final interview or their final thoughts before they go.
Yeah. That's important.
When they do, say, a commentary on a classic television show, they'd want to make sure that these are preserved thoughts. Some guy went through all the hoops to get Mickey Rooney, who just passed away within the year, to comment on his classic Twilight Zone episode where he played a jockey who wished he could be taller.
Cool.
And they were going to watch the episode, and Mickey Rooney was going to comment on the episode. It didn't go exactly as the guy had hoped.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination.
Do you remember much about this episode?
No, I don't remember.
We're watching it together for the first time.
I don't care anything about it.
What was going on with you while you were making this?
I don't remember. It's too long ago.
What today's audience doesn't understand, and maybe we could put this in context, you're playing a jockey. For many years, anytime anybody said anything about a short, you were the butt of jokes.
Well, I'm tired of that.
Oh, the younger audience, because they don't understand.
The younger audience doesn't want to see this.
That's who's watching this.
No, it isn't. Yes, they're watching sexy things.
The kids.
They're watching sexy things, Mike.
Turned miserable.
Could you isolate sexy things?
Sexy things.
Just for your little machine.
No, whole line. We should isolate the whole.
Okay.
Say, can you play that one back? Can I hear that, please?
Sure. And listen, it doesn't even start off well.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination.
Do you remember much about this episode?
No, I don't remember.
We're watching it together for the first time.
I don't care anything about it. Shadow.
What was going on with you while you were making this about?
I don't remember. It's too long ago.
What today's audience doesn't understand, and maybe we could put this in context, you're playing a jockey. For many years, anytime anybody said anything about a short, you were the butt of jokes.
I'm tired of that.
Oh, the younger audience, because they don't understand.
The younger audience doesn't want to see
this. That's who's watching this.
No, it isn't. Yes, they're watching sexy things.
The kids...
So, the thing is that it's not like he found him on a street. They got Mickey Rooney into a studio, and then he just yelled at the guy.
Please, God, take me before I turn into the...
Really.
Please.
Honest to God, let me walk off a cliff somewhere before that happens.
The Stephen Colbert Show, I've had a few people ask my opinion on it. I still think it's too young to make a call on if I like it or not. I love him as an interviewer, but one thing I do love is that he's messing with the format. Two nights ago, I meant to play this for you guys yesterday. He started the show out with a Q&A with the audience.
Right.
And I love what he did here.
Yes, the redhead in the third row right there.
Yes, I'd like to know why you're doing this bit.
Carol Burnett.
Who's Carol Burnett in the audience?
Thank you. Well, Carol, thank you for being here. What's your question, Carol?
Well, it's just that I wanted to know where you get off doing this bit, because it's my bit.
Nice. Okay, fine. You own questions and answers. Then get up here and show me how it's done. Come on. Carol Burnett, everybody.
And she got up on stage and took like 3 or 4 questions. And Mike, before you ask, yes, she did.
That's from last night.
Yeah, she's amazing.
That's cool. That is very cool. Yeah.
And she is still so together. She was promoting a new DVD. They're finally releasing the first 6 seasons of the Carol Burnett Show, which have never been syndicated.
Regular viewing in my house. We used to watch it as a greatest. Family. It was fantastic.
The greatest. Now, really are you fun. Familiar? I'm breaking sort of a rule here, but I need to set up the bit. I'm going to play a Will Ferrell tape from Saturday Night Live when they would do the Jeopardy bit, and he would go up against Norm MacDonald as Burt Reynolds, and Burt Reynolds would change his name, right?
Oh, by the way, and let me just say,
yes,
in my opinion, nothing like Burt Reynolds.
No.
But the attitude that Norm MacDonald had was
the greatest.
Fantastic.
So so he changes his name right in the middle of the Jeopardy game.
Back again, Burt Reynolds in a commanding lead with $14.
Hey, check out the podium. Look at this.
Mr. Reynolds has apparently changed his name to Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, that's right. Turd Ferguson. It's a funny name.
So, with that in mind, this week on the Real Jeopardy program, Final Jeopardy, I thought it was a pretty easy question or answer, but the lady didn't know it, so this is what she wrote.
Category for Final is Oscar-nominated songs, and here's the clue. This song from a 1999 animated film about censorship had a word censored from its Oscar performance. Talia, this wasn't your day you were struggling. But you came up with this as your response for final. Let's see. What is the love ballad of Turd Ferguson? P.S. Hi, Mom. Nope. Sorry.
I love
Hi, Mom.
And he just went right by it. He didn't get it.
He had to say
the love ballad of Turd Ferguson.
So there you go.
That's awesome.
There's that.
Hey, if you're going to go out, way to have a sense of humor about it. She's smart.
Are you still feeling that you could be an EDM disc jockey, Mike? An electronic dance music disc jockey?
Yeah, absolutely. If I had the right tools, I could do it. Absolutely.
Well, then you might want to get in touch with Andy Brevik in Roanoke, Virginia, who sent this along. Here's his newest offering for your EDM canon.
Hold on, let me wet my whistle. Wet my whistle. Wet my whistle. Mommy, Charlie. Mr. Mike, you like playing poker? Mr. Mike, you are a shit-eating mongoloid. Mr. Mike, I don't love you. Mr. Seawax. Oh, boy. Mr. Seawax.
Is this from, like, older shows?
I think
like
so,
way
yeah.
back when?
I do think so.
Mr. Seawax. You. Mr. Seawax. Fuck my dick.
Oh my God. Wow. That has got to be old. I don't know. That's incredible.
Kelly Pitts.
Anyway, his name is Andy Brevik, and we really appreciate him. No, he needs another big bass drop, but he did a great job.
What a talent.
That's incredible.
Are you familiar with the new dating app called Sizzle?
I don't know Sizzle.
Sizzle was actually released by the Oscar Mayer Corporation. It's a dating app to match up bacon lovers.
Must love bacon?
I love bacon.
The naturally smoked kind?
Yeah, that's been cured for a really, really long time.
Exactly.
Sounds like you know what you like.
I like bacon. Do you want a piece?
Find your bacon lover on Sizzle, the only dating app for bacon lovers. Brought to you by Oscar Mayer. The bacon that's passionately cured for 12 hours and lovingly smokehoused for another 12. Oscar Mayer, the bacon for bacon lovers.
It's a real
download
app.
Download Sizzle. Oh, available
me.
Now on the
we
app
don't
store.
Need a whole commercial, Rob. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. It is a real app. You know what, though? It's not going to have a lot of overlap with J-Date. That's the only thing I'm concerned
really?
About.
Yeah.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.